Nisa Doraisa, which are matter to do Kalachayad. Ve'nimalomad after Rabbanon, also with Rabbanon, the Merzik and Mepharik, Ve'afagab, lo asil, with Rabbanon, lo shor, mishim, tzahika, tar, to Kalachayad, b'akum tzah. They don't think that's true. So therefore, it's paskening that Cholev is Doraisa, must be passed like a beauty against the Rabbanon. Ad kan, diri atarsis here, enough, ayin gimel, amid beis. Okay, fine. So the same way as the Cholev Doraisa when it comes to milking a cow, if the mother is in effect, forgive the expression, milking herself into a bowl, into a cup, it's a very serious violation. The Tosefta says, it may not be done. Okay, fine. Is there an exception to the rule anywhere? Take a look. Tosis, Kuf Lamed Hey, Amen Alf. This is all the Ma'am HaKomis. Rabbo says, anyone finished Ma'am HaKomis yet? Noch nicht? Okay, hope you finish soon. A couple days, we have to get moving. Okay, so there's an amazing Gemara on the Kuflam and Heyam and Alcohol that talk about a Ben Shmona, an 8 month baby, which is considered mace. If it's 9 months, it's great. If it's 7 months, also good. It's a preemie. It's not gonna live. So the Ben Shmona Areu Ke'Evan for us Latatlo halfway on Kuflam Heyam and Alcohol. But it says Avol Imo Shocha O Meinikoso. But the mother may nurse his child. What does that mean? Rashi. Pnei ha-sakona. Eshecholav harbe bedodeo umeviyoh lidei choli. She'll be sick. The baby's a goner, nebuch. But she'll get sick. Says Tosfos. Nirali is the first wide line. Ach shemutu letaltel kol tinokos. Why? Shinona bekin. So nowadays, we're not an expert. That doesn't apply. But the next Tosfos, pnei ha-sakona. Sakonas cholam kshiyesh harbei b'dodin v'lo chashinin shema tetalt lo so v'lo yoda rashba ma'ir me sakona. He understood the word sakona literally. Rashi didn't say literally. Rashi sakona, don't take it literally, Rashi said. Rashi sakona is choli. But the Rashba, the Rav Shimshon Balatosis of the Rash, thought it meant sakona literally. He doesn't understand why. Afilu lo haya le mitzar b'alma mutter. Why? Afilu Afilu lachlov ba'atzma ulahotzi cholav shebidodin. Not only is it mutter for her to, in effect, nurse this child that's about to die, the ben shmona, but even mutter for her to use her hands to express the milk. Afal pi shemelacha shentzicha legufa. The chomer yisur at fem yisur tiltul more chomer than mukta. Nira the shari. Why? Midi the havi amapis mursa. The Sharina Mishim Tzara, we learned many months ago. If you have a pimple, you'll have to make a hole in it to get the air out, or whatever it may be, because it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, and it's Mutta B'Mogam Tzara. This is what it says. Adkan, everyone with me so far? Adkan. What exactly is told to be matter over here? What's the case? Lachlov Atzma Lahotzi Cholo Shein B'Dodin. Into where? Into what? Not completely clear. What Tosis is driving at. Let me explain to you where I'm coming from. Okay? Let me show you a fascinating source. Or Sameach has an interesting kasha in Hilchos Shabbos. Goes back to something we learned a while ago. Kos haTosefta lo takel idish insha midodeh v'talcha v'talcha kos. Okay, Ayin Beis Yosef. Bika. Settings. Yeah. Machaya. Kos Tosefta. Ayin Beis Yosef. Siman Shin Chav Ches and Shin Lamed Shem Amor Chai Bazen. Ufimash Apir Shatosis Bereish Perik Chavis Kufem Dal. Kula Shmua the creases Yud Gimel. Maskana says Shmuahi, the Chole Befitino Ochalu. Okay? We spoke about that, because why? It's not a beverage. That's the entire diet of the child, of the infant. It's the entire diet, it's called Ochel, it's not called Mashke. Right? So far with me? Fine. Omnam, fimag the saka daitach the rova in cruises. The chol of a puma the tinek mashke havi. Imken a tinek oven meleches mefarik. The chol of mashke. Okay, so the baby, the 1 week old, 1 month old baby, is in being over one of the lametes melachos. No, so. Hafilachi shari. List both the tina biyadayim. It says in Yuma, the revisula gazur rabbanan. Fine, ayin ches in Yuma. Oh, v'yim no mar kifi masheratzu achronim. What achronim? Tells you what is later. Evan ha'ozer, einem olim nechom klal b'dimyono. Evan ha'ozer is the one who said, if you recall a long time ago, Evan ha'ozer said that if you will activate a water mill and the water mill grinds grain, it's an Isur Daraisa. Daraisa, not like the Magen Avraham. Well, it's the Rabbanan, and also it's a Daraisa. Why? It's not called Grama. It's called you did it yourself. You know, it takes a while for it to happen. Fine. So according to the Evan Oz, look what his kash is. Imkein hanosenes dad letinok, the mother who enables the child to suck from her body. Chayev chatas the rova. She is chayev chatas. The cholav b'sof piv shal tinek chashev mashke. Heich shar yotomid. How is it permissible for a woman to nurse her child according to Rava's habamina that milk that the child ingests is considered to be a mashke? Oh, very good. It says sakonis tefashis. Ze dochuk. Why dochuk? Because you can give the child. It's 10 minutes before Shabbos is over, and the baby starts getting a little bit fidgety. Oh, let's nurse the baby. No. Wait till after Shabbos is over. No sakon over here. Look at Tosfos Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. If they have sakon, which we just learned. A fascinating question raised by the Rosameach against the Evan Hoser. The great Kasha. It's a great Kasha. See, one said the Evan Hoser is wrong. And it's interesting, the Shmir Shabbos L'Chazah talked about this as well. Okay, watch this. Meinekes, am I seeing inside? Shemishuma hatinok eno yachol linok mishdei imo. Or shetinok ha bebeis cholim. Hichayav eslavilom kol yom cholav tri mishala. V'cholav zeh hu mazon ha'ikari shal hatino. Tishabes ha'cholav mishadeho. L'toch kli gam b'shabes. Kirei tinok olu listakein. Im yashku cholav acher. It's dangerous, dangerous. No question about it. If it's dangerous, it's dangerous. There's nothing to talk about. V'taz is also a day shimush b'mash eva chashmalit hamufelas a day shon shabbat or b'mash eva yidanit mechanical pump. Avalo totzi chalav sholat zorach shabbos. Fine. That's on top. Read the footnotes. Fine. Shemati me'agvashaz. This is from Shlomo Zalman. The gamma matinok adayin lo isragel lechalavim. Gam kein mutal achlov avur toch akli. Ho vezeh hamazon haitivi shelo ve'en nischashe v'sovek sakona betachlov shel mazon acher. If putting formula will cause the sovek sakona, shouldn't be doing. Then he says, Tachlo pachas pachas mikashir. Oh my goodness. A grogris. What's a grogris? What's a grogris? What is it in real life? You know what he says? Look at this. Grogris is kapit ktana v'chetzi. A teaspoon and a half. Hey, that's tough. A teaspoon and a half and stop? It's all over again. I don't know. V'tachilo so, if it's possible. If he doesn't answer, it's a lo masi. Sakona, you're allowed to do it regularly. Another question. Mutal hanik tino kam samach mosa shabbos. Afim yichol mehamten at halayla. Ki ein ze dome. This is the kasha of the, against the Evan Ozer. Lemamer aluka lemetzitzes dan. The Evan Ozer said, if I put a leech, forgive the gross example, but they used to have leeches. You know what I'm talking about? We call coumadin today, blood thinner. They had leeches. We'd take out the blood and it would make the... You put a leech on your body and the leech leeches the blood out of your body, according to the Evan Ozer, and he said, Doraisi. That's the answer to Matt's kasha. You put the baby on your body, forgive the expression, it's like a leech. I don't want you to take this literally. It says that another live being is taking something out of your body, it's leeching the milk. Yeah? If I found the question? Shin Chav Ches Kuf Mem Zayin. Okay, it's like a Luka. Rabbi Eliezer Gordon said so. And our Samech also says the question. Okay. The Sakadat, that's exactly what he said before. So Shlomo Zalman says not a problem. Why? The whole will of a kach derech achiloso. Gam choshe mishum kach ocha v'lo mashke. Kris yud gimel. Chenigu b'shem achilas odom. V'lo kimifarek. Another interesting concept of Shlomo Zalman. It's considered to be eating. We don't give it the title of mefarek. A chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. Where do you get it from? I don't know. In the Svaras Atzmo. That's what he says. Let's take a look on Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. Please turn, if you don't mind. Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey. Take a look. Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey. Ah, the mouth should be no problem.
Right,
very good. We'll come to that. Okay. Very good. Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Hey. Once we're here already in Shin Chav Ches, let me show you something which is the other part. This is in Sifkot and Kuf Mem Zayin in Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Mem Zayin in Mishnah Berurah. He says like this. The Yesha Sovrim. Please. Hamadaba here. Sheretz aluka shakorin piyavkes o egelin. On the bottom, alukos means a leech. Shetim tzotzam mitzadan amagan avram teishchiyu bazeh. Okay, also b'chol zeh l'chuli amas de Yisrael l'chol shein bo sakona l'nei Yehudi. So Shabbat says, the Raisa. Okay, the Raisa. Okay. If that's the case, Rabbi Yisrael, we have a problem over here. So let's go back against the Sif Lamed Hey. What did it say, Sif Lamed Hey? Muto li'isha l'kaleach me'achol v'chol sh'yechos atinok hadad v'yonik. It may be done. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaten Kuf Yud Beis, the Kaleh HaMeacholov, L'toch Pi HaTinok. So the bottom, in Pei Aleph, in Sharetzi, in Shiboh Aleket, I am a Torah to Shabbat of Sviolei Dari Melacha Asher Tzricho L'Gufo. Of course, because the baby is using the milk. Okay, Tzorach Tamo, Amaytira bazeh? Why is it mutter, in fact? Because the Shabbos says, Lach lo me odom afilatoch kli. Babiki mefora kalach ayad. Tegabe odom ein derech raklino lo kalvush leso. He says kalach ayad. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Ayin b'Shabbos kuflam and hey toisus the remaskel b'pnei asakonim. We read that toisus. Toisus. Let's look at the toisus again. Where do you see from toisus that it's not considered to be kalach ayad? What does toisus say? Let's read it again. Toisus says the reason why it's mutter is why ein tzricha l'gufa hitir b'makom tzar. Had it been kalach ayad, Rabbi Osai, had it been kalach ayad, then it wouldn't need ein tzarach l'gufa. Here it's ein tzarach l'gufa. Why? Because the baby is a ben ches. But if Rabbi Osai is kalach ayad, then it should be mutter no matter what. Now he's assuming over here that we're referring to a case similar to this. What's the case similar to this? Expressing the milk, and it's going to end up in the mouth of the baby. We're not discussing here nursing a normal child. That's het to go. I wouldn't say that's what. So he says, Mekalech HaKalav D'Tov Piatino, which means it's going to flow into it. So Tosa says over here, it's not considered Kalach HaYad. Wait a minute. Isn't Tosa referring to a case of a woman who's nursing normally? The abnormal thing is a baby nebuch is a goner, is a ben ches, but it's a normal nursing. So that's why it says, I don't understand the Sharsian too well. Pre-begodim reisi shekosu the kavonah of Shulchan Aruch Hu lachlov al-gabe karka. Al-gabe karka. Now that's ain't shikul gufa. But Shibboleka says, no, letof piatino. Says, if Shiratzian mishu sakonam lo yonik. Tzorach here. Dangerous. If it wouldn't be dangerous, it wouldn't be allowed. This is what... This is what he says. Okay, fine. It seems to me that one can easily distinguish, as I told you before, Tosis is referring to in the mouth of the Ben Ches. But over here, where it's not into the mouth, Enechinari would be Kalach Ayad. So that's the best teretz of all. That's a Tosis Shabbos said so. I think it's a great teretz. It's a great teretz. Oh. Prima Gadim, as we saw, said, it's you're doing it into the ground. Okay? Sakana, also Shver. Quarter of Shlomo Zalman, it's mutter. It's considered to be Achila. Achila. Oh. Now Tosis is saying over here, it's called Entzicha Lagufa. Why? But the baby is nursing. The answer is the baby is a goner. The baby can't survive. But the only reason it's being done is in order to help the mother, not the baby. So even though, it's, just keep that in mind. Now, look at Tosis Lashon. What's Tosis Lashon over here? Again, Tosis says, "Ulahotzi chalav shebedadin." That's Tosis Lashon. Again, "Afilu lachlo biatzma ulahotzi chalav shebedadin." What does that mean? Afilu. What do I mean? Afilu. What does that mean? Get an impression from here that the two, lachlo biatzma and lehotzi cholo shebedadin, are the equivalent. That's what it sounds like, at least initially, he wants to say. Perhaps. What does it mean? Afilu, these two are equivalent to each other. What does that mean? She's going to cause the blood to be the milk to be expressed from the breast and go into the mouth of the baby. Even. What do you mean even? Not only can she nurse normally, but she can even do this. So I saw in the Sif Chaim, he says, wait a minute. According to the Eben Ozer, should be the same thing. According to Eben Ozer, the nursing normally is like an alukas and daraisa. So what's the difference if she uses her hands or the baby is nursing? She'd be identical. He says it's kasha. The Torah is the kasha against the Evan Ha'ozer. I don't know. Is that really true? That's a kasha. I didn't think that was a kasha at all. Oh, that's not a kasha. Over here, Rabosai, the afilu means even if it's the same as a doraisa, what's the difference? It's still a greater chiyuv. You do it with your own hands than to have it done through somebody else. That's what I thought. More than that, the alternative is not that the mother puts her, you know, the nipple into the mouth of the baby, which would be quanta de avanoza and shalom with daraisa. No. The baby is able to do it by himself, which a normal baby is able to do. So therefore, either way, this kasha to me is not a kasha. Fine. So now Rabosai, an important nakuda. And what do we have over here? We have Shemir Shabbos and we have Orcha Shabbos. Okay. I'm going to show you one more source, perhaps. That's the Megillah Sefer. Can you get me that?
Yeah.
If you don't mind. We had discussed, if you recall, the question of, is there a heter of the altar when it comes to Dosh? So we're going to see in a minute, the Megillah Sefer wants to prove that there's no such heter, and his raya is from where? Al-Gemara says that if it's quoted over here, that if someone is sick, so then there's a special leniency, a special case to enable the person to take milk out of the cow, but then it's some special kind of leniency. Who needs a leniency? Why don't you say it's Dosh Li'alter? Okay, let's take a look at Rabosai over here. The Melech is Disha. Everyone see, you able to see it? It's big enough? The Melech is Disha Lamatzinu Heta Bishvil Lech Oli Alter. And the Be'alocha says, Raya Berura! We just saw the Gemara. Goneach HaZokuk L'cholov. Roseach. Yitiru Lo Linok Ben Abahema. Why? There's no heter of the altar in such a case. That the kids can always say Shabbos Daraisa. Yes, but there is also the rice of the mafarik. Kobanos and aluk al gufo. She timtso sadam. She cost him even ozer. Chaim shem dash. Yes, there are some merch kasha. Afshim bevuah bes ksuba she odom yonam ben abehema. Neshel to the ferik lach hayad. Chaim shem the behema haderech lachlo. Ava bisha haderech ubi nika. Feel the begodol hayonik bisha das atos of Shabbos. We just saw the yesh with Yisur the rice of. The bialochos bes begam gemazet. That's for Godol Hayonik. But Tinek Shadak Abakach Lachoish Bela Malacha Dor Raisa. What the Orsa Meach say? Creases Yud Gimel. Cholav is considered Ochel. Tamua Maot. Ain't Sad Heter Masha Nechshav La Ochel. Dianika Meisha Upirik Ochel Mipsolis. So be off Mishim Borer. When they say Pikuach Nefesh. Mesukun. That's Shmer. What are you going to say? It's only in a case where it's Sakana. Wait till after Shabbos. This is what he says. And he's very adamant that this is the case. Shlomo Zalman says no. Some of them say Shabbos. Wait till the night. Here's a new word. Derech Achila. That's a Chiddush Nifler, Shlomo Zalman says. Where'd he get it from? He says, right, not Pikuach Nefesh from Awad Gemara and Shabbos Kuflam and Hey. Right? Sar Shuri B'cholov. Lo chosh shem atavu l'taltlo, but gufa anoko ain shem tzad iser, ben shmona no chil Shabbos. Must be, it's not called a malacha. And here we have what we would never know on our own. Shamati mi pi Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's not in print. Mi pi. It's here, printed here. He knew Rav Shlomo Zalman. So what did he say? Muta gamli aim lesayeya b'achila satinok. Help the child eat. The whole of v'darka b'kach the nechshav she machila satinok. I assume she presses on the body to get the milk out. V'yesh lehosif. The sharatziyan shin chavches payalef says the kalea cholav tov piatinok b'shul sheir talinok is the isa malacha doraisa. Take a look. Let's see this. Whoa. Sharatim, we just saw, and Pei Aleph. This came from here. This came from Pei Aleph. He's bothered by this question. Why is it mutter? He doesn't understand why it should be mutter. Obviously, he's assuming it's a Sharatim Adoraisa. Okay? So he says, Haide Mishum She'enu Yorek Yosha Meha'im. It's into a kli. For the Chen Lechshav Melacha. Well, if he's Masha Kazav, Mishar Tzion, Shom Shaheta, the Kalech, the Fiatino, Shom Chashash Sakona, and Lo Yenik, Vyotish Tomos Shabbos, Epshal Hampton, here also Lassus came. But Sarachin, according to what he says now, it's considered to be Achila, even in this kind of a case where it's not going directly, body touches body, but it's being expressed directly into the mouth of the baby. That's also okay. The Fiani is dying, this whole thing is not necessarily correct. From Tchila Vatsof. Why? There is a heter of Lealta by Dosh. I told you a few times. But the only time heter Lealta by Dosh is when it's not only Lealta, but Darko Lealta. For a baby to nurse from its mother is Lealta and Darko Lealta. To take the milk out of a cow. Maybe Lealta in this case, but it's not Darko Lealta, Rabosai. You know, normally you milk the cow and get the whole, who knows how much milk comes out, it was spent for weeks. It's a very important yisod over here. This way we knock off this entire mahalach from the beginning. From the beginning. Kane Nire Li.
A pump is still a problem.
A pump would be a potential problem. Potential problem. I don't think it would be it's probably usually the pump is not lealta. That's why it's a problem. Luya 2 would be lealta, might not be a problem. You have to pump and give it right to the baby immediately. Because what we're saying now, a mother's milk, it's pumped. I don't know. I guess maybe that, even that's not dark lealta. They put it in the refrigerator and wait for a rainy day, some of that. But if it would be lealta, even a pump would be okay. Take a little bit more of Osai. Speaking about pumps, watch this. Let's analyze very carefully what's happening over here. See, here's Becholev, watch this. Ubecholev lo shayach esvarazu. Second, not too much. Talk around it, he's not talking so much about it over here, about Cholev. Now, somewhere here, I'm just not finding it. Talks about pumps somewhere. Find it for me, I appreciate it. It's further on. Sorry, it's further on. Watch this. I found it. Here it is. Watch. Menekes sheyesh la odef cholov. He mitzta'eres mizeh v'rotzel ha'otiyas ha'cholov ha'odef ha'yadeh mish'ava michanit. What's michanit mean? Mechanical, not electrical. Hamiuchedes l'kach nireh sheyesh la'hatir b'tnai shal b'sof tashlich li'ibud as ha'cholov she'etztav ha'masheva. As long as you have in mind to throw it all out when you finish. Sherry shown him itiru l'meinekes lo'otiy b'yodeh as ha'cholov ha'mitzara sol b'vur b'shulchan aruch. Simon Shin Lamed Sifches. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. Shin Lamed Sifches. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Lamed Sifches. What does it say? Imo Shocha Olavu Menikoso. Even the Ben Ches. Neitzar Acholav Shem Mitzaro. V'chein Hi Be'atzma Yecholola Otziach Biyado Acholav Ametzer Oso. We just saw that in the Tosfos Anav Kuf Lamed Hey. Says the Mishnah Berura, lo miyada al haaretz, on the floor, the ain't them kederek mafarik came and sholech liibud. That's reason number one. Comes from the Oros Arua, Simon Nilches. Reason number two, v'od tavim malacha shen tzricha legufa pata b'shem tzalag al rabbanon. According to the second reason, Rabbi Osai, you don't have to put it straight into the ground. You can do it into a pump collector. As long as you have in mind from the beginning to throw it out, still ain't shirchol gufa. Okay, that's what he's referring to. Mishabruk is two tamim, or is a ruas tam? I mean, a tam holich leibud. We saw it a long time ago. And Tosis says ain't shirchol gufa. Makom tzar. Nafkamina. According to the Ozerua, rak ofen shirchol leves yashar al haaretz. Lok shemot ziyal letoch kli yafshadat al kara shirchol leibud. As we said earlier, chazdish. It's not called leibud. Avol. Toast in the rush. Yesh lahat afgam ba'ofen shemotziah yedei masheva into a pump collector, which is a receptacle. Av shecholim mitztaber shem ein holach liibud. Mikol makom havim malach shentzir legufa kevin she'ein lo tzorach becholov sharei dato la'abdo. Yesh lahat b'mokom tzar. And we can rely upon this. And when the Mishnah Berurah said, al ha'aretz, we just read it. This is a shver pshat. Nireh she'ein kavanoso she'yelech miyad le'ibud. Ela afilu ba'oven shele besof yishpichu osa al-oretz. Rabbi Sai. That's what it sounds like. Hotzi boda al-oretz. Shver avort. I thought, no. The Mishnah Berurah meant al-oretz mamish, but only according to the first teretz, or zeruah. Then you need al-oretz. According to the second teretz, as long as it's going to be ultimately al-oretz, even though it's going to be collected in a receptacle. I think that's a better pshat. So Avnei Neza says that way as well. Ein Shmir Shabbos quotes from the Ketos HaShulchan, She Tzorach LaHakbed LaHorek Asa Mashevo LaItim Krovos, Shlo Yitztabe B'Chol of Harbei, Ein a move on. But do a Hutzruch with that. As long as you're going to throw it out all at the end, he doesn't understand what the Shmir Shabbos is saying. And we have a Shmir Shabbos. Take a look. Imatina Gana Rotsa Mutalim and Dikoso if we can find it. Shmir Shabbos is quoted over here. Let's take a look. He called the Siv Chaf. We call that Chaf Alef. Watch this. Mutter to Masheva, even a Chashmalit, HaMechuber, watch this, look very carefully. L'sh'on Shabbat HaMafilas HaMasheva B'sh'os Mechuvonos Meirosh V'yeshlosim V'kli Shabbo Yosef L'chol V'chomer M'kalkalos. So you should put into the Kli ammonia, soap, Yelech miyad leibud. If you can't do that, tak be l'shov mikamus ketana. Tishpoch as acholav shenesaf. V'yos tam shech b'shivas kamus ketana no sefes. And you can even use the m'sheva yedanit, the mechanical pump. Now, what exactly is this kamus ketana that he's talking about? What's he talking about? What does he mean? Grogris. Shlish beitza, a teaspoon and a half. You have to empty it out into the floor, into the sink. That's what he's machmer like. He doesn't say why should be so machmer, but he is machmer. L'chatchila, to do less than the grogris, so it wouldn't be a chi of chatos. All right, that's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Fine. Notice over here that the Shmir Shabbos is saying you can use a Shabbos clock. If you can't do that, you can even use a mechanit, a mechanical one. It's clearly he's preferring the Shabbos clock and the electrical pump to the mechanical pump. We'll see soon that not everyone agrees to this. Not everyone agrees. Let's go a little bit further. Now, there's an interesting din over here, which is, I'll show you an Orcha Shabbos. This is a common question. A woman wants to express the milk, not so much because she's in pain, but she's afraid if she will not express the milk, she will lose her milk. You have to keep the systems going, the milk shouldn't dry up. What do you say about that? What do you say about that? My dear friend, where are you? We have a...
Is it
slow today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll see. Well, anyway, while it's waking up, Shlomo Zalman is making. Even for that reason, not for pain, but to keep the, what he calls the kosher hanaka, the ability to nurse successfully. I'm not sure if Shlomo Zalman is relying on tsar, it's the equivalent of tsar, or his own svar from before, I don't know, some kind of eating or something, it's unclear to me, where Shlomo Zalman is basing himself on. If it's the ibud, we understand. Then I understand. The ibud, so then we know that you don't need Malcolm Tsar. The ibud. So Kubir Shlomo Zalman is relying on Arzaruah's svar of the ibud, which is the first svar which is found over here in the Mishnah Berurah with the Sharatzi and Tetzvav, Arzaruah, or he holds it's considered Malcolm Tsar to keep the nursing up. But unfortunately, we're having a technical problem, so we'll have to continue. Rabbi Osai. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, to see the question of what is in fact the halacha of milking, of milking. We saw Tosfos as a Doraisa, based on Ksuba Saf Samach. Okay? Not everyone agrees. Let's see first who holds like Tosfos. That's a shot of a Doraisa. Take a look at the Ramban. It's either in the Milchamas Hashem, Samach Amud Beis, or page Kuf Samaches in our print. Kuf Samaches in the new print, and Samach Amud Beis in the old. Talk about Chole. Seems to say that Chaliva is an Issa D'Oraisa of Mefarik. The entire thrust of this whole page Kuf Samaches of Mechamas Hashem, is that's a Shalava D'Oraisa over here. He says, Umash Amar, this is the end of the paragraph, right before, if you have my edition, before Avo. 5 lines before Avo. If you have the old edition, it's about 3/4 through this Mechamas Hashem. He says like this. He says, "Uzelo shemashavu shem beperek cheresh biyonek shekov befarak lachayadu Shabbos disus ski legozir abonon yonta disalav legozir abonon." Okay, he's saying Shabbos isakores. He seems to be saying with him, working with an assumption throughout that on Shabbos, if some milk is an isadoraisa or abos, I keep that in mind. Rabban says that over here. Rabban and his chidushim. It's not so clear. Not so clear that it's really true. Sometimes it's in fact the Rabbanan. Take a look in the Ran on page Kuf Samach Tes, the very next page over here, or Samach Aleph Amun Aleph, the next page in your old edition as well. But they quote a Ramban in the Torah Sa'odom. Those who have the gears, let's look together. First round. Karsinin, you have my edition, it's the first word on the page. Kuf Samakhtes. It's in the, I think it's the first word on the Samach Aleph from Aleph also. I have it right. Those are the old, right? Correct? Wow, it's amazing. The first word on both pages, even though it's a. Karsinin Beksubas, Goneach, Sheesh Lacholi, Berea, Vacholav Tovlo, Samach Lach Alivasa, has to be fresh milk. Kalachayad, Kemashep Pivu Yonek. But a normal person doesn't do that. Timishamhaki Sharinan, Meshus Shvus, Hanase, Pishinoi, Shalom, Kidere Kamalos. On a simple pshat, it means a Shvus. Why is it the Rabbanan? You know why it's the Rabbanan? For one reason only. Because it's Nase Pishinoi. But had it been done normally via Doraisa, as we said in the Machamas in the previous page. What do you see from this? On a Chiddush Nifla Menorah Anod. We're going to wait till we get to the sugars of Refuah to talk about a greater length. This pshat in the Ramban is, if a cholish ain't mosakana, you may violate what would otherwise be an isa daraisa, as long as you do it b'shim. This is the example right over here. Because chaliva, pashim pshat is a daraisa. Ramban said in the previous page, kore, skila. You do it b'shinoi, it's mutter for cholish ain't mosakana. There were those who wanted to deflect this raya. By the way, who said so? Beferish. The Rabban said so. Who passed this way Beferish? The Altul Lubavitch Rebbe and the Egle Tal. Even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound though, I have to be honest, let me show you the Shulchan Aruch right now. Sim Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Take a look at Sif Yud Zayin. Not our topic really for now, it's really a Refuah topic, but since we're in Shin Chav Ches anyway, let's just take a quick peek. Shin Chav Ches Yud Zayin. What does it say there? Okay? Four opinions. What's the first opinion? Tell a guy. That's a fast before you come out, kuf chavtes. Otherwise, you can't do it. What about the Rabbanan for a chol shein bo sakana? Line four. Yesh matirin. It's always mutter. Yesh matirin only sakana as aver. The third opinion. Yesh omrim. Shem ein bo sakana as aver. Osen b'shinui. But you can always do b'shinui. What can you do b'shinui? What? So the simple read is, it's going on the previous line, namely, Issa derabbana. So an Issa derabbana b'shinui, not Issa deraisa b'shinui. That's a simple read of the Mechaber, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, Osa b'shinui nundalid. I know Issa de Rabbanan. Don't look for a guy. However, if you look in the Ramban, the Poshup Shad is no. Can even do a Doraisa Bishinu. Gets a Mishnah Berurah. Who passes this way? Out the Rebbe, Egle Tal, Shmir Shams goes both days. In my opinion, you can rely on, this, on the Mekilu. Just let us, again, coming attraction until we get to the Sugya of Refuah, Siyat of the Shmai. So someone to deflect the Raya. Ramban said elsewhere, Chaliv is the Rabbanan. It doesn't sound like it. The simple reading of the Ramban is that if you say, oh, it's a Doraisa, you can do it b'shin.
What is Sakana?
What's Sakana? We get to the Sugya Refuah, we'll talk about it at length. Danger to life. Danger to life. Rabosai, will we be able to get other Sfarim, or we're now, I think we're down
no,
for the
no,
day?
No.
Just a local glitch?
Maybe just that, yeah.
Maybe get me a Sefer Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos?
I think I have it. Yeah.
You have it already? I don't see it. We had maybe we have from last week still. Was last week's was
no, short. It was down.
It was down? Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Oh yeah, it's right there. The first one.
Yeah, right there.
Thank you so much. Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos talked about this as well. Get the end of these strong after fill so many pages. Let's try this. we obviously have a technical problem over here. To'ein is that's when it's putting up the picture, but still the picture will be tomorrow. All right, no, I don't know what to tell you.
Rabbi can continue. I'm gonna put in a different.
A different way to do it.
I mean, I'm just gonna try a different browsing.
But meanwhile, I'll keep talking. Okay. So, there's a fascinating question. The Chazon Ish. This goes back to our old Grummer days. Remember the Zera Emes? Oh, we spoke about it last semester. The Zera Emes says that if I do something together with another force, and the two forces are working together at the same time, that's an Issa Doraisa. But if I do something now, and another outside force will kick in later on, that's a Derabonim. Chazon Ish held that way. On this basis, he said that you have to milk a cow on Shabbos. In the old days in the kibbutzim, they had problems. What they would do was to put the machine on the udder of the cow, but the milk machine wouldn't go on until later with the Shabbos stop.
It's down.
Forget it.
The internet's not working
anymore. So how did I get the other stuff? That's locked in.
Could be.
Grandfathered.
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Okay, good. Not complain. But Chazish I can get? No, also not. No, it's not responsive. Can't get it.
I don't think so. I think the internet's not working anymore.
And it's not. We can't get that with the Barilan, Chazon Ish. Is that true? It's not a Barilan. We should take him to a Din Torah, Chazon Ish. So he said that you have to take it a little bit on faith for now. Oh, you know what? But Shemir Shabbos we do have, right? Mm-hmm. Let me show you Shemir Shabbos. See how she has something. Thank God we have this. Okay, Shemir Shabbos, the Chazon talks about some of these problems. That's a different place completely. This is Perek Lamed Vov. No, I want a totally different Perek. I hope I don't lose it. If I go back one by one, I won't lose it. And if I go back, you never know what's maybe over.
I think the internet's not working.
Yeah, but then how? But this is working. Yeah. Well, let me take a chance to go back to the right page. We'll take a chance. It's in Perek Chav Zayin. Here he's talking about a woman nursing. There he talks about Perek Chav Zayin. I'll tell you the exact page number. If you don't find it now, you can look it up yourself when you get home. Here it is. Page Tuf Lamed Aleph. Take a chance and hope for the best. Hope for the best. Hope for the best. Say something. Tell him. No. Okay, I'm sorry. It's completely locked out. So the Shemir Shabbos says, well, let's start from the beginning. It's the Torah Shabbat Peh. So he says as follows. If the Chazish, you can put the machine on the udder when the machine is not working, it's gone on the Shabbos clock. What if it's working? And otherwise, I was about to show you, it doesn't work. In other words, it won't adhere to the udder of the cow if it's not working. It'll go on and out a minute later, it's not going to work. Then he's going to do the following trick. Let it go into the garbage. The garbage is mutter, it's tarred by the chayim d'oraisa. Then arrange a situation where the electricity was going to go off and it's going to go on again. You know what's going on? You put the machine on the udder and have some cutoff switch that a little later to shut off the electricity. Then you put the first bit of milk went to the garbage. Then while it's off, you put a pail underneath the udder. And then when it goes on a little bit later, it's going to milk, the milk's going to go into the pail. It's good. A little sophisticated trick that the Chazon Ish apparently approves of in his Sefer Chazon Ish, Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Katan Dalet. However, the question is, what does that mean? So there, they have the following situation, like this, that you have it's on, it's going to go off, and then it's off, finished. Then the Shabbat is going to put it on again, puts it on again, so then, Rabbosai, The Chazanish is his trick. What will happen the following case? I have a system, it's all set up from the beginning, it's never going to go off. I have a system whereby I put the machine on, it takes the milk into the ground or into some, because there's a receptacle which has some poison in it, and then automatically, after a minute, it switches it to the other receptacle, which is going to be gathered and sold. Since Shemir Shabbos, that's not allowed. It's all automatic from the very beginning. It's all one system you set into place. As opposed to the case of the Shabbos clock, which goes off, then outside power, the clock will put it on. Keep that in mind. It's very, very important. Not only that, it's also prohibited if it's going to go into the garbage when you connect it, and then a second later, you put the kli underneath it. That's also sof masa b'machshava tchila. Apparently, there were those who said the Chazanish was matter that, but it's not true. He has an expression over here. Watch this. He says like this. He says, "Kevan to mistabe last line of page Tuflam and Aleph to call hemshich achaliva who mikoch markiva mechona, etc. Ein lahatir." Okay, and he quotes the Chazanish gave a heter to some kibbutzim, even to put it on. While the machine is working, this is line 4, Tav Lamed Beis. But tonight, Shacholav Arishin Holech Leibut, what does that mean? Goes to a Kaid HaShabbat, where something, which a poison in there. Okay? And later on, it'll go into Mokom Shamur. That's okay. But you can't do it in a way, it's going to go Ba'ofan Otomati. That's what's called Giri Delay, that's prohibited. And there's some put it on while the machine is going, and they rely upon the fact that at that moment it was going to go to the Ibut, into the floor, and then they, later on, they push it into a Mokom Shamur. So not even a drop goes to the Ibut. Right? V'tolin es atzman be'ilam godol. P'tum l'chazanish. Shlomo Zalman says, ein lismach al shmu wazu. That's not printed in Chazanish, and don't rely on it. According to Shlomo Zalman, only can be made up because the if it goes to Ibud Mamsh. Then the first Rishonus is Mikoch Adam. And later on, Kavach Sheni, Grum, etc. But if it's all going to go and not to waste, he doesn't allow it. Ad Khan Rabosai, a synopsis of the Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa. Oh. It's interesting, the Hilchos Shabbos, which I can't show you either now, says he much prefers a mechanical pump, because a mechanical pump has no electricity. He's an anti-electricity man. Whereas the Shemir Shabbos seems to say that better to have an electric pump with the Shemir Shabbos lab. But the language I can't show you. That is an Issa Daraisa. When it comes to the pump, I don't understand the electric pump. I don't understand it. Especially if you do it before the Shabbos lab goes on. But Kitzer, we have to stop here because we don't have the Caleb to show you anything. Rabosai, let's turn now to this part one of today's Shia. We now start part two of today's Shia. A new topic. Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Give a look. It's a one-line sugya. Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Literally one line. It's on the Maram HaKomets, I believe. Yes. The last part of the first group. It's one line. What happens? The woman has to transport oil to put on a baby. Whole long story. Pikuach Nefesh is involved. So the Gemara sits over here on Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis towards the bottom. Moses Trichel the Shemen. Moses Tepel Emeshem Schita. How you allowed to transport the oil in your hair and then squeeze it out? When you squeeze it out, you're in violation of the Isser of Schita. Moros Kash, Rashi, next to the last line. Lama lo hevia lo bekli, shodachal Shabbos bo'otso, hachinami, hachamachal lo beschita. Answers the Gemara, three-word answer. Ein schita b'seyor. Says Rashi, shukoshe ve'ein boleya. Mefurshi Gemara Bosai, Ein Tzchita B'Seyor. Rabosai, I think we can turn to something. This we do have, or also not?
Maybe we can try.
Also may not work? I will try. Links. Rambo. Down?
Yes, yeah, it must be an internet. It's not just
Rambo.
Library.
Nothing's working. Okay, I feel bad, I can't show you anything. Look it up yourself. The Magen Mishnah writes in Perek Tes, Aloch Yud Alef, and Nichol Shabbos, on the Mar Makomis. That is an Issa de Rabbonim. Wait, who has a Ozvah de Gemara? Huh? You do? So look, your computer works? Darren?
Yeah.
Some can look on his computer, others can look on the back of the Gemaras, and we'll manage. At least look at the Rambam. That we can find. The Rambam's in the back. Perek Tes, Nichol Shabbos, Halacha Yud Alef. Hey, Mishpat Amole. It's on page Ches. Fascinating Rambam. Hamechabes is Habagodim, Harei Utolus, Malaban V'chayev. Vasochet is Habegad, Ashiyotzi, Hamayim Shabo, Harei Zem Mechabes V'chayev. Shaschita Mitzorche Kibusi, Kmo Shah Hagosu Mitzorche Bishl. Ve'ein schita b'seyer, v'huadin l'or, she'ein chayoven al schitoso. Says the Magen Mishnah, ein chayoven al schitoso sounds like the Yisrael Rabbanon, no chiv. And he puts it in the same breath as, ein schita b'seyer. So apparently it's an Yisrael Rabbanon, an Yisrael Rabbanon. Okay. Rabosai. The question is, and again, I can't show you anything. I feel so bad. The Ocha Shabbos is the Kasha. I'll read it to you, at least I have the original with me. I'll read it to you. You can look it up later on page Tof Dalet. Listen carefully to this question that he asks over here. Wants to know the mashke has holech leibud. You already saw that the Ran held if the mashke is holech leibud, there's no issue of mefarik. So what's the problem over here, Baschita Beseya? Well, all depends on the case. All depends on the case. Take a look at Rabosai. Shabbos Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Look at the Gemara. Nun Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses a question towards the bottom. Discussing over here using Neser and Chol. Last line. Avaloyochel b'em Sara. This is Rashi ben Neser and Chol. Sara b'shal neshem mashiro. Because the hair comes out. Wait a minute. What about the hair comes out? What happened to the Yisra of Schita b'seyar? Schita b'seyer, Rabosai said, what's happening over here? You get an impression there is no Yisra of Schita b'seyer. So why did Rab Magad Mish say there is an Yisra of Schita b'seyer? Lanias Daiti, to make the following distinction. Like this. In the case of the Gemara, Rabosai, in the case of the Gemara, it's not Le'ibut. She requires the oil for the baby, or for her own private personal health, the yoledes. That is not leibut. That's what we say, the schita b'drabanan b'seyar. Otherwise not. The problem is, The Rambam here, we just saw, and then if you look at Ein Mishpat Amole, never made such a condition. He said it's also not only in the case where you need the schit, we need the shema, you need the contents of the liquid. Seems to me, however, that the Rambam is worried about what's called milabein. It's talking about the avalach of laundering. Schita, if you've ever laundered a garment in your life, you're the hand laundry, you know, you squeeze things out, it's part of the laundering process. It seems to me, Rabbi Osai, if that's the case, the Rambam is not discussing the hair on one's head or one's beard. The Rambam is discussing, I know it's going to be hard for you to understand this, believe it, but I think it's true, a garment made from hair. The whole context of the Rambam is about laundering. You're laundering your own beard. You're laundering a garment. The typical garment is made from cotton, from wool. So these are the rice. It's made from skin, or it's made from sand, which are basically fundamentally non-absorbent. Then it's an Issa Derabbanan. But over here, there's no libun on your body. Over cleaning your body, no chiyuv. You would be het gamur. That's how I want to say pshat in that Rambam that we just saw. Alright? It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Rashba here on our daf, Kuf Chav Chesamid Beis, says that washing your hand and washing your face and washing your hair or washing your beard is all one big thing. Clearly he learns that there's no Issa Schita Midrabbanan against the Magad Mishnah. However, Rav Yosef Karo says no. There is an Isser. It's mutter for a woman to go to Mikra Friday night only because of Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah. Otherwise, not. Take a look at Rosh and Shulchan Aruch a little bit and Shin Lamed at the beginning. Take a look. This we do have. Some things we still have. The beginning of Shin Lamed. Quotes that Gemara about making shinuyim whenever possible with respect to a chola. Hold on a second. Let's take a look in Simon Shin Chav Vav. That's what we talk about these things. Shin Chav Vav. Shin Chav is about Rechitza. Sifches, Oda Mutu Lidva Mitzumasa B'Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Very nice. Now, the question is, nowadays, maybe it's done, Mishabur talks about it. And the question is, what about the Schita issue? So let me read you, I can't show you, but somebody happens to have a big Shulchan Aruch, if that's where I can show it to you. You don't have it. Take my word. No, don't talk to me. Look it up later on. There's a Machzis HaShekel discusses this issue in Simon Shin Chavov in Sivkaton Ches. Why don't you look yourselves in Shin Chavov Siv Ches, which we just read. Here's some of the super commentaries, a little bit. Shin Chavov Siv Ches. Very brief. Adam mut litba b'tumasa b'Shabbos. Take a look at the Bar Hetiv. Hey, b'yoredeis in the kuf tzadi zayin asura litbo isha asura litbo el Shabbos and ma'isel kechol litbo kolam lechem. Beis Yosef yoredei kuf tzadi tes osa litbo b'Shabbos b'shem schita seir. Schita seir. That's Beis Yosef quotes that. Schitas Seir. You afraid you're going to squeeze the the water out of your hair. Out of your hair. That opinion, Rav Ossai, is quoted, but most poskim are lenient. Lenient. And the question becomes, you know, what exactly is the Beis Yosef's opinion? So I'm going to read you from the Machs HaShekel over here in Siman Shin Chav Vov Sivkoton Ches. It's quite lengthy. Can't read the whole thing. There's a number of highlights. Watch this. Quotes the Beis Yosef, quotes the Ravid, Kolbo. The Beis Yosef there says, Lo chashinan lo. We pass like the Rambam, Ein schita b'seir. Must mean to the Machs HaShekel. All he means there is Tfilas Mitzvah. Because although Ein schita b'seir, that's min HaTorah. However, Midrabanan, it is Aser. As the Beis Yosef writes in Siman Shin Lamed. What he says. The Kitzur Nimritz, keep this in mind. It seems to me, Rabbi Ossai, that the Beis Yosef holds like this. If you need the oil, yesh tchita b'seir midrabanan. But if you don't, it goes into waste. Then it would be matirit even without this special dispensation of a tefillah that couldn't be done earlier. That's what I thought. It's interesting, the Pseudo Ran says here on his daf that if it's the hair is worse, you know why? Asu l'achlufi b'midi debaschito. You're going to confuse hair with something which really does absorb, because hair looks like it absorbs, because something gets stuck, it's really stuck between the hairs. The Ran, the real Ran, says there it's merzik eschito. Mailer, I've also we can say, even though by holech liyibud we want to be makel, we're going to make a gzeir over here. Otu begadim, because by God begadim, Rav Ossai, even if it's holech liyibud, it's asur anyway. You know why? Malabim. That's if you did your laundry, you took your undershirt, you got it wet, and you start squeezing it out, the water goes to the yibud. Be over here to the raisa malabim. So since the whole issur according to the Ram. As it looks like, or the Sudaran, it's going to lead to, so as long as in the case of Begadim, it's going to be a violation, even though the water goes to waste. It's going to be an Eastern Rabbanon in the Seir, even though it goes to waste as well. That's fascinating. I would have thought differently. It's only also with the Rabbanon when you're using the oil. If it goes to waste, it's Mutter. That's what the Rashba says, that's the base. Yosef seems to say, take a look, Rav Ossai, in the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chavav, Sivkot and Chav Aleph. Take a look. Shin Chavav, Sivkot and Chav Aleph. What does it say in Siv Zayin? Harochetz benor, tzorv shenagev, gufo, yofak, sholem e'anor. Shouldn't be any water on your body, and you can't carry 4 amps. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Aleph. Kosra Poskim. The Nagush lo lichot, klau benor v'mikveh. Shouldn't go into the water on Shabbos. Shouldn't take a cold shower on Shabbos. The motzi lavod eschita seor. Shouldn't do it. That's minig Yisrael. That certainly is minig Yisrael. That's what we thought. That is minig Yisrael. Interesting. The Maharil, who's the source of this chumrah, said mishum schita. I looked it up. He never used the word tzchitas seir. I'm wondering, was more worried about tzchita with a towel? That's a really practical word with a towel. I'm curious. If you look up the Maril, you can find it. I don't know what he says. The Magen Aharon quotes the Maril over here. I can't show it to you either. I'm sorry. Shin Chavav Ches. Kos the Maril. Yofen Noges Hanoshim Shen Tovlos Shalom Bismana B'Shabbos. The Maritime Pod Minik Poshet Shalot Luchas Pitzonon, the Shayach Lemigze Mishom, Schita. Didn't say Schita Seah. I was wondering, means with a towel. I don't know, I can't prove it to you. Let's now turn our attention to our, I guess, probably our final source for today, probably, a Bir Halacha on the Mara Makomas, Simon Shin Beis, Sif Tes. Let's see what I have in front of you. Shin Beis, Sif Tes. It's all about laundering. So what does it say over here? It says, you have a shoe, minnow, made from leather. But even to launder it is a problem. Also, let's take a look together. I Mishnah Brua Dech Yuvanami Ika, Zvachim Tzadi Dalad, to launder leather. Here's a Rambam Pasuk. Here's a Rambam. Hasochet Beger Asher Yotzi Esamayin Shvu Arayza Chayev. Shansini Betorei Kibusi. Ve'en Tchita B'Seyar. Vu'adin Be'or. Shein Chayov V'Nal Schitosak on the Shono. Says the Magad Mishnah, where do you get it from? Shabbos Kuf Chav Chetz. U'mash Mishnah Meforosh Kusay Gemara Adu Mishnah Yisur Kibus. Ve'al Or Lo Tzien Shum Moko Risi Nishmas Ono Shetam Al Rambam. Came and the Schit who told her the Kibus Shaykh Ba'or, he says in the Gemara, Zvachim Tzani Dalet, Minole Lo Rambam Den Chayoban Al Schit Oso. Nearly, the Yotzlo Lo Rambam Zemi Masha Rabbi Gemara Rabbi Yosef Sugish Hana. Ain't Schit the Beseir Batam, Neshu Kosh, Rashi said, doesn't absorb. For a Kibus Shaykh Af Pesach He'ozi Miseir. Mishnah Zochem Tzadi Gimel and Beis. Echad HaBekev, Echad HaSak, Tun and Kibus. And even those who hold Or Koshel HaBa Kibusu, Pesak, they agree. As it says in Bryce, it's Tzadi Dalet and Zochem. Sak is made from hair. Tosef Shabbos Chav Zayin, he says, Rambam, Michos Kalim. Akor HaMishum, the sale of Mikvi Dover Koshel HaDivri HaKol, V'Shayach Bo Kibus. Umikom Galin Shchita, Amid Lo Shayach Bo. Ukanal beGemara, Bal Korach Hatam, the Schita lo Shayach lebedaber shurach biyoser, very soft. Umemel who adin beor arach, after Shayach bo kibus and Shayach bo Schita, chemuch beRambam the zel tamo, midikolot tarvaya bechada machta, seir and or. What did Rambam paskin? Kibus yes, Schita no. It's the kibus d'oraisa by seir and by or. It's the schita. No, may only be the rabbanon. Then we understand the Mishnah. Or harach no sinol of maya mashatichle lo goz mishum shem yischot. Must be pshat. No d'oraisa. But beged, you may not put water there. Why? Shriyos da kibuso. They could have mentioned shash schita. They gave a better teretz. Hayotzim in Bahrain. Rabbi said the last few lines of this long bialach. The shame kibbutz shayim and atorah afisei over or zvachim. Avol. Rabbi said the lines of the word avol. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 8th line from the bottom, page 176 in the standard print. Avol. Schita lo shayim betarvay but the rice that's a rambam kimid rabbanon. Shulchan Aruch takhav says the same thing. All like a schita. Ach kosheli. Asuga the Shabbos tafnun. The mash masham. To your mutter, the Hule Alma, Locho Fasaras, Peshavas, Benes of the Hole. Imlo mitam Hashash Hasharas Haseir, as we saw in Rashi. Umistomo Hadover Hazem, Maora Vimayim, Vamilo Osumitam Kibus. Kibus on the body. What's the obvious answer? You think he doesn't know the answer? He knows very well the answer. Via Korach, Svirlu Dagmora, Lechalek Ben Seir Tolish Haseir Mechuba. The Messiah Bechuba al Gufa Adam lo Shaykh Shpo Shame Kvisa. You don't put yourself into the washing machine, Rabosa. Vim Kane, Micah Maksha Gemara, but Avkuf Chav Ches. For table name Mishim Schita, Hoschita Mishim Kibus, Huladas Rambam. The cave and then Kibus ain't Schita, it's on the human body, the hair. Ulai de Zel Gufa Mat the Mishane Gemara, ain't Schita Messiah. Vahaina Mishim. To mechuba l'kufaisha. Avloshen the Rambam nechetik din zeh b'menu v'kshmashu v'kmagad mishnah. Doch ha'gadol l'kumi v'dakka b'nezeh v'sarachiyun rabosai. Get stuck with a kasha. Get stuck with a kasha. The answer is what he said. That's gufa meshane gemara and tzchida b'seir. But not necessarily the way he puts it. Mishum nehu mechuba l'gufa isha. Oh, no, 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 no. Because seir is hard. Seir is not as rach, as soft as a garment. And that's why there's no isa tzchida. There's no isa tzchida about on the human body. Not on the skin and not on the hair. It's not soft enough. So I have the following chiddush to tell you. It's true that the Rambam, in my opinion, is discussing a garment made of skin, leather, or made of hair. That's true. He got it from where? From the Gemara. So in the Gemara, Rav Osai, Ein Tzchita B'Seir is referring to the question of a person who wants to get the hair, the oil out of the hair to use for massaging the old lettuce or a baby. There we say, Ein Tzchita B'Seir from the perspective of Mefarek. You know why? Because hair doesn't absorb enough. As Rashi says, kosher, it doesn't absorb. The Rambam says, Hu Adin V'Hu Atam, that there's no Iser of Melabein when it comes to Seir and Or. For the same reason. What does Melabein mean? When you launder something, what do you mean? The garment absorbs all the water, and when you squeeze it out, the dirt comes out with it. But if it doesn't absorb it, nothing happens. Kein Nirali. Kein Nirali. And therefore, Rav Osai, the reason why there's no kibus oliva begufa adam maschita is precisely because it's hard. Lu yutsuya. I love to give lu yutsuyas. Lu yutsuya be part of the body is as soft as cloth. There would be. Otherwise, the Rambam had no right to learn from schita on the body hair, to the garment of hair. Oh, kein nirali. Kein nirali. Take a look over here in Shin Chavav, Sivkotten Chavhe. Shin Chavav, back to Shin Chavav, Sivkotten Chavhe. Shin Chavav, Mishtabura Chavhe. What does it say? Muta Lichot Ponav Yodav Aragla Bidvar Mishin Mishina Seir. Mishtabura Chavhe. Hainu afilu yeshto zokon, has a beard. Who adin nisarosho his head. Ach shalo yisotem acharechit zokon. Make sure you don't squeeze the water out of the hair, Rabosai. Why? Shmir Shabbos Kachosin says, you know why? Because you're squeezing the water inside, towards the body. Says the Orchah Shabbos, I can't show it to you. Ein chashivas eschita zu. You know why? It gets reabsorbed in the hair. True, if you are laundering a garment and the water goes out and comes in, it goes out and comes in, as a function. But not when it comes to your hair or your beard. When it comes to a mikvah, they would normally squeeze out, not in. And therefore they made exer. Presume when you wipe yourself with a towel, you wipe your face, you don't not to wipe it so carefully. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. He's matir to wash your beard. You know why? Psik resha lo nichle by the rabbanon. We know not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone agrees to that. Take a look at Bose over here in Mishnah Brura. Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel. What does it say there? It says in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says, HaHolech B'Shusaram U'mot HaSoch Eval Rosho Eval Levusho Lo'ok Pidimot. It's no Yisra Rotzo. Why not? B'Shibru Chav Gimel. O'Toloma, Dofi Shem Bu'otin, V'ein Motzi B'Hem Shir Rotzo Asamayim Shitzchai B'Hen, Lo'gozi B'Zeh, Shulok Adarach Rotzo, Lo'kan Degroh, and it says in Bira Grol, Kota Tarsis, I feel the rebu on my end of the Barot, Lavusho, Gam came with Lechlem, Ayin b'taz hatam. What is the taz's reason? The taz's reason is it's impossible to live without washing your face. Lo gozer rabbanon. And if you don't wipe yourself, you're going to get shchin. Talmudic medicine, everybody. So give a look in the Kuf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. Give a look. Also, the Talmudic medicine. We're not going to follow it, but let's see what the rabbi said. Kuf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. Give a look. The last line. Haiman the Mashiach, he washed his face. Lo nogiv tuva, as he wiped himself carefully. Nakterule chaspeniso. What in the world does that mean? Rashi, top Rashi. Ponemis bakos. Bani omer shul min shchin. Whee! You better wipe your face unless you want to get shchin or something else. Like, that's why they had no choice. They had no alternative but to be makil. Says the Taz. Well, there's no choice but to be Mekel, the Chazal are Mekel, and they don't create a Sturim with the Rabbonim. Rabbosu, we'll stop here. Mitchum, tomorrow, we're going to discuss a little bit Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Also talks about these in Yom Shechita B'Seyar, and what's the equivalent of Seyar. And then I want to start the new Sugar, the last part of the Ramakomus, which is that Nun Aleph Mud Beis, but Meraskin Es HaShelag Es HaBor. Are you up to that in the Ramakomus yet? Who's up today? Who's up to that in the Ramakomus? Most of you not? Try. Okay. If you want to go dance, feel free. And then maybe if you want to daven, maybe a minute after the dance is over. Okay. Sorry we ran out of thank you, stuff. Who's in charge here?